أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوهم من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 80, 81 and 82 of Surah Al-Araf. Allah Ta'ala had spoken about the Nabi Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam to his people, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam to the Qawmi Aad, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam to the people of Thamud. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, although very briefly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam to his people. In varied narrations we find that Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was the nephew of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Khalilullah. We know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the father of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and we also know the history of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He had lived in Iraq, in western Iraq, and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was also there. And when the incident of the fire of Namrud had taken place and the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam should leave from there and he should now proceed towards Al-Quds, towards Mulk-e-Sham, the Levant, or towards the area of Jerusalem. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, who had brought Iman in Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوتَ. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had brought Iman, and he also migrated with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam from Iraq, and he also came towards the Levant, towards Mulk-e-Sham. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was then stationed in Al-Quds, and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was then sent by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the area of Sodom. They were, which we in English or biblically it is called Sodom, and there were five cities, Sodom being the biggest of all those cities. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent him to this region. One amazing thing about Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was the only Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that from the very beginning of his Nubuwat, he was sent to a community which was not his people. He was already an outsider that came into this community to invite them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And after Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't send any Nabi in that manner, that from the very beginning of his Nubuwat, he was sent to a non-community, so to say. And hence Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had gone to this community. Now again, this community was one that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given affluence. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given them all types of food, fruit, vegetations, and everything else. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَضْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Alaq, in Surah Iqra, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about one inherent quality in man. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Insan makes tughyan. Insan is very arrogant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one reason, the cause of this disease, ar-ra'ahu istaghna, that man sees himself, thinks himself, believes himself to be independent. One is to be independent financially from others, not to ask. But when man feels that he is independent of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he does not need Allah ta'ala, why? Because Allah has given him everything. Then that becomes a very big difficulty, and then a person disobeys Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this community, walutan, and we sent Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, idh qala liqawmihi. Allah Ta'ala narrates this part of his advice to his people, or this part of his admonition to his people, إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِ, when he said to his people, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَ, that do you approach الْفَاحِشَ. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about zina also in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ. Allah Ta'ala says it is a fahisha, it is a promiscuous act, it is an indecent act. But when Allah Ta'ala speaks about what the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam would do, they were indulging in homosexuality, then Allah Ta'ala uses the word al-fahisha, in other words, the worst of everything that they had brought. That is the first thing that Allah Ta'ala shows from just adding this alif lam, and this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that it is such an indecent act. On the one hand, Allah Ta'ala created insan, that insan will have passion, insan will have desire, carnal desires will be there. Allah Ta'ala created for man, woman, for woman, man. And then Allah Ta'ala created the institution of nikah. Now one is to violate and to move away from the institution of nikah, and man then becomes promiscuous, man becomes indecent, shameless with a woman, he commits zina, that is a crime on its own. And then to leave what Allah Ta'ala has created naturally to fulfill one's desires, man leaves woman and goes to man, or woman leaves man and goes to woman, this is the worst of all of it. Thereafter, Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu wasalam shows us another very important point in this, that he says, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Usually when we looked at the verses of the Quraysh of Makkah, when Allah Ta'ala would send Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to them and he would invite, and we saw in the previous verses also, there was one thing that communities that committed kufr always said, مَا وَجَدَنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا, that this is what our forefathers did, so we are going to continue. There is a precedence. Now precedence is not something that we can take as gospel, not something that we can take as wahi. If our parents, our grandparents, our elders were obedient to Allah, by all means, become obedient to Allah, the criteria is Quran. However, here there is no precedence also. There was nobody before you that had committed this sin. So one is the vice, there is a multiplication of the vice, and secondly, that vice has originated from you, that is even multiplied to a greater extent. He says, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nobody had preceded you in with regards to this in the entire universe. There are those that said that had the Quran not spoken about sodomy, we would have never known that this could have been something that man would have went towards. Animals had not gone towards it. How would man then go towards it? And hence, he began to say, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ. Certainly, you people approach rijal, men. You approach men. And why do you do this? شَهْوَةً, to fulfill your desires. And then further elaborating, مِن دُونِ النِّسَاء, leaving out women that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created for you. Now here he shows again that multiplication of the indecent act. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. Nay, you are a community, you are a people that exceeded the bounds and exceeded the limits of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, in his da'wah to his people, one was calling them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, leave all the worship of idols, leave all this indecent acts that you are carrying on. We will find in Surah Al-Kabut, for example, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ. Even worse than this was that they were highway robbers, and when men would be traveling past, then they would make passes at those men and they would commit sodomy with those men. In other words, not only now in the community, this went out of the community, and we can understand what is happening in our environment, that this is taken exactly as the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, that a person needs to come up front, a person needs to speak about his inclination or her inclination. And this was such was the condition of the community of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. And again, when haqq conflicts with batil, when haqq will approach batil, we'll always find that frustration that had developed amongst the people of batil. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِ There was no answer of the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They could not justify what they had, what they were doing. They could not responsibly answer to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They had no answers but one, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا But they said about Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرِيَتِكُمْ Remove them from your qariya, remove them from your city. Now with Lut alayhi salam, a very small group in Surah Wadhariyat, for example, Allah Ta'ala speaks about one household that had brought iman in Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. So there was a very small group that had come and brought iman on Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. So these people are preaching to us that we should desist and keep away from our indecent acts, take them out of the city. And very amazingly they said, innahum unasun yatatakharun. Certainly they are a community that believes that they are pure. In other words, we are impure. And now we have this, all of this that is going on in our communities around the world, that if you speak against it, it is unconstitutional. And all of it, that now you cannot behave as though you are pure, you cannot behave as though you are obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have to become subservient to what is happening in the current times. And hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the challenge of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.